Hi, welcome to A Look Behind and Rewind. I'm your host, Tom Nielsen. And, I'm also your part-time errand guy. Well, at least I was at one time in my life. But that was many, many, many moons ago, way back when I was a teenager in my hometown, Linden, New Jersey. Those were the days when the neighborhood was still semi-rural, with a dairy farm one block away. And I was just beginning to sprout my wings and take longer and longer walks around town. You know, before I began venturing out on my bike to parts unknown. But that's a whole nother story. You see, you knew you were finally coming of age when your mother began trusting you to walk around the block to pick up something or other at a local mom and pop store. One of my earliest memories, and this is really going to date me, was when Mom handed me a quarter. A whole quarter! And instructed me to go around the corner to the village bakery to pick up a loaf of white bread. How did I get so lucky? Man, I must have grown a whole inch or two to land that job. You know, like at the amusement park, where you always had to stand next to this cartoon cutout of a kid with height markings. You had to be this tall, a certain predetermined height, in order to ride this ride? Yeah, well, that's what they did in those days. Well, that's how I figured out that I'd suddenly reached the enviable status of being an official errand boy. Now, as to that loaf of white bread, I should mention, it wasn't as easy as it sounds. You see, my mother was very particular when it came to white bread. It couldn't be some fake manufactured product like you'd find in the supermarket. Oh, no. You know, like Wonder Bread. Oh my gosh, that stuff was made of rubber or plastic sponge. A veritable lightning bolt would crash down from above if we ever brought home Wonder Bread. No, my mom always insisted on getting the real thing. An honest-to-goodness loaf of real white bread from the village bakery. And even more than that, it had to be a whole, unadulterated loaf, unsliced. She was kind of funny like that. Even though the bakery did have one of those modern automatic slicing machines, my mother, for some odd reason, always preferred unsliced bread. Maybe it's because she or the old man had some strange obsession with taking an old-fashioned bread knife in hand and doing it themselves. Who knows? But whenever I was given a quarter and told to go to the bakery, I always had to recite a certain mantra to the person behind the counter.
A loaf of white bread, not sliced, please.
And inevitably, in response, the bakery lady would usually give me a very strange look as if to say,
"Where are you from, Mars?"
Before she grabbed an uncut loaf off the shelf, put it in a bag, and handed it to little old me. So that, gang, was how my early career in running errands actually started. And of course, it all took off from there. Soon I was being sent to the grocery store to pick up some ground meat for hamburgers or meatloaf. And naturally, this errand came with a whole new mantra. At first, Mom wrote it down on a small piece of paper for me. But as I eventually got to memorize it, I soon walked proudly around the corner, entered the grocery store, and walked to the butcher shop in the back of the store, where I recited my instructions.
A pound and a half of top round and a half pound of pork ground together.
Like I said, my mother was very, very particular, I tell you. But I also have to confess, at this tender young age, and at my rather short height, I could barely reach over the refrigerated case of packaged meat to press the button to call the butcher. So it was a little bit embarrassing when the butcher stuck his head out of the little window, looked around, not seeing any adult figures in front of him, finally looked downwards and spotted this short, stocky youngster, nervously holding a piece of paper in his hot little hands. All I can say is, I couldn't wait for my next growth spurt to occur. And soon enough, I was being sent to the little convenience store at the nearby dairy farm, where my mission was to bring home a bottle of milk. A glass bottle, no less. You see, those were the days when we still had glass bottles. And that was a little risky, believe me. On my first trip there, my mother decided to try me out with just a quart of milk. And eventually, we worked up to half gallons and even a full gallon jug. Boy, were those things heavy. And I was so petrified all the way home that I'd somehow accidentally dropped the jug and splatter milk all over the sidewalk on my way down Grant Street. Luckily, that never happened. But many times, I tell you, I came pretty close. And from there, I graduated to longer and longer trips, like walking my old man's dress shirts to the dry cleaners to get cleaned and pressed, or going on my bike a whole 8 blocks away to the Park Avenue Delicatessen, where I was entrusted to buy cold cuts like bologna and salami. And sometimes even coleslaw and potato salad and Drake's cakes. Yeah, remember those? Ringdings and devil dogs and yodels. Oh my. Those were the best. Those were kind of like my reward for going down to the deli.
Yum.
Yeah, folks, I was certainly coming up in the world. It was only a matter of time before my 8 block trip turned into a 2.5 mile one, when the old man sent me for the first time all the way down to the German pork store in downtown Linden. I guess he'd gotten tired of the cold cuts at the Park Avenue deli and wanted to try something new. So now it was a whole new world of Dutch loaf, olive loaf, and liverwurst, and all sorts of other exotic sandwich meats.
Wow.
Now, one thing I should mention about all these different errands, most of them occurred during the daytime, you know, when the sun was still high in the sky. I think my folks figured that it was pretty safe to send a kid like me out in broad daylight when there weren't any scary strangers or boogeymen out there to contend with. And hey, this was way back in the 1950s and 60s, when things were still pretty copacetic.
Uh-huh.
But the day eventually came when I started doing my first nighttime errands. Like going around the corner to Park Drugs on a Saturday night to pick up the Sunday papers. Park Drugs, you see, was one of those original mom-and-pop pharmacies back in the day before we had big chain stores like Walgreens and CVS. And they would always stay open late Saturday night so they could take delivery of the big city newspapers like the New York Daily News and the Newark Star-Ledger. Now you have to understand, my old man was a news junkie. He just had to get his Sunday newspapers as soon as possible so he could read them Saturday night. In fact, if the printing plants had been anywhere near our house, he'd probably be camped out on their doorsteps to buy the papers as soon as they came off the press. But since they weren't, he had to be content with getting them at the local drugstore. And that involved waiting patiently in line at the store until the delivery trucks arrived at some strange random hour. Well, at some point, the old man decided to start sending me around the corner to handle that job. And I didn't mind. You know why? You see, while the old man was a news junkie, I happened to be a comics junkie.
Whoa.
So while he was scouring the front page headlines, I got to read the Sunday comics one day early and catch up on the latest adventures of Dick Tracy, Terry and the Pirates, Little Orphan Annie, and all the rest. But you know, this whole business of running errands finally had to take its toll. Once I was a teenager and started driving, my shopping trips took me further and further away. And so one day, when my folks had a hankering for some whale or fish sandwiches from Burger King, I was sent all the way to the nearest Burger King, which was actually located way off in Roselle Park, an 8-minute car ride from home. I hopped into my 1960 Pontiac Bonneville and headed out on my mission. Unfortunately, this Bonneville was not too reliable on the road. So after I picked up the fish sandwiches, the car stalled out on Locust Street, only one block past Burger King. So I had to call my old man to come and rescue me and somehow restart the Pontiac so we could all get home. And that was probably the last time I ever had to do one of those fast food runs.
Aww.
And it was a good thing, too. I never would have made it as an Uber driver. And the world is a much better place for that, I can assure you. You've been listening to A Look Behind and Rewind. I'm Tom Nielsen. See you next time. Hi, this is Tom Nielsen. If you enjoyed this podcast, you're invited to hear more of our episodes at A Look Behind and Rewind. And feel free to share our link with friends, family, and others, as well as following us on Buzzsprout.com, Apple, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts.